Chapter 69. St. Mark's Square lies at the southernmost tip of Venice's Grand Canal, where the sheltered waterway merges with the open sea. Overlooking this perilous intersection is the austere triangular fortress of Dogana da Mar, the Maritime Customs Office, whose watchtower once guarded Venice against foreign invasion. Nowadays, the tower has been replaced by a massive golden globe and a weather vane depicting the goddess of fortune, whose shifting directions on the breeze serve as a reminder to ocean-bound sailors of the unpredictability of fate. As Maurizio steered the sleek boat toward the end of the canal, the choppy sea opened ominously before them. Robert Langdon had traveled this route many times before, although always in a much larger vaporetto, and he felt uneasy as their limo lurched on the growing swells. To reach the docks at St. Mark's Square, their boat would need to cross an expanse of open lagoon whose waters were congested with hundreds of craft, everything from luxury yachts to tankers to private sailboats to massive cruise liners. It felt as if they were leaving a country road and merging onto an 8-lane superhighway. Sienna seemed equally uncertain as she eyed the towering 10-story cruise liner that was now passing in front of them, only 300 yards off. The ship's decks were crawling with passengers, all packed against the railings, taking photos of St. Mark's Square from the water. In the churning wake of this ship, three others were lined up, awaiting their chance to drive past Venice's best-known landmark. Langdon had heard that in recent years, the number of ships had multiplied so quickly that an endless line of cruises passed all day and all night. At the helm, Maurizio studied the line of oncoming cruise liners and then glanced to his left at a canopied dock not far away.
"I park at Harry's Bar?"
He motioned to the restaurant famous for having invented the Bellini.
"St. Mark's Square is very short walking."
"No, take us all the way," Ferris commanded, pointing across the lagoon toward the docks at St. Mark's Square. Maurizio shrugged good-naturedly.
"Your choice. Hold on."
The engines revved and the limo began cutting through the heavy chop, falling into one of the travel lanes marked by buoys. The passing cruise liners looked like floating apartment buildings, their wakes tossing the other boats like corks. To Langdon's surprise, dozens of gondolas were making this same crossing. Their slender hulls, at nearly 40 feet in length and almost 1,400 pounds, appeared remarkably stable in the rough waters. Each vessel was piloted by a sure-footed gondolier, who stood on a platform on the left side of the stern in his traditional black and white striped shirt, and rowed a single oar attached to the right-hand gunwale. Even in the rough water, it was evident that every gondola listed mysteriously to the left, an oddity that Langdon had learned was caused by the boat's asymmetrical construction. Every gondola's hull was curved to the right, away from the gondolier, to resist the boat's tendency to turn left from the right-sided rowing. Maurizio pointed proudly to one of the gondolas as they powered past it.
"You see the metal design on the front?"
he called over his shoulder, motioning to the elegant ornament protruding from the bow.
"It's the only metal on a gondola, called ferro di prua, the iron of the prow. It is a picture of Venice."
Maurizio explained that the scythe-like decoration that protruded from the bow of every gondola in Venice had a symbolic meaning. The ferro's curved shape represented the Grand Canal. Its six teeth reflected the six sestieri, or districts, of Venice, and its oblong blade was the stylized headpiece of the Venetian Doge. The Doge, Langdon thought, his thoughts returning to the task ahead. Seek the treacherous Doge of Venice, who severed the heads from horses and plucked up the bones of the blind. Langdon raised his gaze to the shoreline ahead, where a small wooded park met the water's edge. Above the trees, silhouetted against a cloudless sky, rose the red brick spire of St. Mark's Bell Tower, atop which a golden archangel Gabriel peered down from a dizzying 300 feet. In a city where high-rises were non-existent as a result of their tendency to sink, the towering Campanile di San Marco served as a navigational beacon to all who ventured into Venice's maze of canals and passageways. A lost traveler with a single glance skyward would see the way back to St. Mark's Square.